Day 1. Pep Talk. For most of my life, I bought into the world of pep talks and quick answers to the questions about how to achieve success in my life. I've listened to the best of the motivational speakers. I've read the classic self-help books. I put into practice the goal-setting and life-planning techniques preached from pulpits secular and non-secular alike. I'm not saying these resources are of no use. Within the right context, they can be life-altering. The problem is trying to figure out that context. So these tools can be just that, tools to help me achieve an end. As quoted from the book Victor by John H. Hovis, page 1. There's something fascinating about the first day of the year, a new beginning. For many of us, this day starts off with much promise. It's kind of like a do-over day. The hurts and pains of the past, though not forgotten, can at least be viewed in the past as we look forward to a new year. I don't know about you, but the first of the year just feels different. I feel more motivated, more energized, more alive. Some of those feelings come from a twinge of fear facing the unknown of what's to come in this new year. It's kind of like those moments in the locker room before the big game begins. Though we put on a brave face, the butterflies in the belly tell a different tale. Then the coach steps up and gives his pep talk. There's something about someone in authority telling us in a confident voice that everything will be okay. The coach reminds us of all the hard work we have done to get to this point. He gives us some last-minute pointers as to how to proceed in the next block of time as we do what we were made to do. He works his best magic to fire us up, hoping that his words will soothe the butterflies he feels so profoundly in his gut as well. Then it's all up to us. You and me out there alone with our teammates doing what we hope will be enough to bring victory. That's where we begin to get it all wrong. An overwhelming focus on victory sets us up for victim thinking to creep into our lives. Pep talks aren't a bad thing, neither is winning. What is bad is the quick fix mode we buy into when it comes to pep talks. If you're looking for just the right word to ensure only the best things happen to you, victim thinking is what will ultimately win the day. Victor living isn't about victory. It's about an inner peace that somehow makes it possible to view life from a different perspective. Win or lose, we are victors in Jesus Christ. The Bible says it this way, but thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57, New International Version. Today you have a great opportunity to set a new course. Instead of looking for the quick fix of a pep talk or placing your focus on victory alone, how about something different for the beginning of a new year? Let's look to live the life of victors Christ made us to be, no matter what our circumstances may look like. Now that's a New Year's resolution that promises some real life change.